Petrina, good evening to you.
Good evening, Aidan. How are you?
Very well, thank you, and you're very welcome indeed to the programme. This evening, it's an email from AC, and that's not me, I hasten to add. I've been drifting in my role for a few years and now feel the time is right to consider changing careers, but where do I even start? And as I say, that's from AC by email.
Yeah. So I suppose now's a good time of the year for many people to start thinking about their career and maybe career goals and plans for the coming 12-plus months. And I suppose, you know, what I generally advise, you know, when somebody is in that kind of disillusioned and unclear state about their career is, you know, really start off by looking at, I suppose, the most important entity in the world, that being you, Limited, and analysing kind of what's really important to you in your career. So I suppose, you know, just in terms of one of the first ways to start thinking about that is to think about maybe, you know, what really is motivating somebody in their career. You know, is that, you know, maybe the relationships that they have at work, to maybe security, or maybe somebody really wants to be creative in their workplace. So that's always a good first starter in terms of kind of identifying what's important in terms of careers.
So the first person you look at is, as you say yourself, me, Limited.
Yes. And I suppose the career drivers is the first thing that we generally look at. And then in terms of, you know, somebody's values. So what are the guiding principles, or another way to look at it is what's their North Star in terms of their life, their work, and maybe how they interact with family. So, you know, that's in terms of, can be, you know, somebody wants to be, you know, integrity is huge to them, or maybe having equality in the workplace, or maybe somebody is really looking at it in terms of, you know, what's very important to them is time. And that could be time with family, time with friends, or it might be time at work, and they want to get a lot out of the time that they have, more so than maybe somebody else's might be more focused on money.
So when AC talks about drifting in my role for a few years, I mean, that may involve a host of different issues, not necessarily work-related specifically.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, when you're looking at that, it can be, I suppose, work is a huge part of, you know, our lives, you know, in terms of it, but it could also be maybe health. It could also be, you know, family. It could be, you know, love or relationships, or, you know, there's a myriad. And I suppose when we start working with clients, we take a snapshot as to kind of, you know, what are the other elements in their lives that may be impacting on their careers as well. But if we look at it purely in terms of careers and kind of thinking about career change, you know, if somebody has been working for, you know, 5 or 10 years, you know, at that stage, they've built up a bank of talents and skills. And they also probably have kind of sussed out at that stage what their workplace preferences are. And we work with them then in terms of trying to clearly identify what works for them, where they get energized, where they feel truly engaged within their work. And then on the corollary, we look at it in terms of what's not working for them and what are the things that maybe drain them within a work setting.
And then in terms of, you know, making that, well, certainly making that change in terms of career, do they need to look at, go back to their CV? Do they need to look at the experience they've built up over a period of maybe 10 or 15 years? What are the points that they need to consider in terms of the practicalities of that? Let's say they just want a career change. It has nothing really to do with family life or anything like that. They just want a career change. Then they obviously have to start somewhere. Where do they start? I presume that they'll have a number of factors that will be important, not least that, as you call it, that bank of experience from the job they've been in.
Yes, exactly. You know, and one way to look at it is you look at your bank of experience, you look at what's worked, you know, what are the challenges that you've had in your career and what have you enjoyed, what have you not so much enjoyed, maybe what education background have you. But look as well in terms of, you know, what are you passionate about and what truly motivates you? Because there can be lots of kind of connections there that sometimes, you know, we may not see ourselves. So, you know, being aware of that or engaging with others to try and help pinpoint those are kind of, it's a good kind of first step. But in terms of, you know, there are also other options out there in terms of, you know, looking at kind of your personality as well, because, you know, we get great job satisfaction increases when you are, when your job personality is in alignment with your career that you're actually doing. So you have greater harmony there. And you get more satisfaction out of your work. So one of the other things is that, you know, you may find that, you know, doing some kind of psychometric or career testing may actually help in terms of identifying other options that are out there for you.
Very good. We shall leave it there. Patrina Mitchell from Schlienua Careers, many thanks indeed for joining us on the programme this evening.
Great. Okay. Thank you, Aidan.
Good evening.